For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
We've been playing a game the last few weeks and we really like it, Davo.
Yeah, it's called the Foxtel game and it's a game that we play to determine whether you had Foxtel growing up.
Yeah, because you reek of it if you did. Yeah. And there were different stages of my life where we had a sketchy setup that Dad's friend did. And then later in my life, in my late teens, Mum and Dad got a Foxtel box and it changed everything.
And to be honest, you do reek of it. Yeah. I knew you had Foxtel growing up. Yep. I knew it.
Yep, and it's just... I know you didn't.
Yep.
No offense. No, it's all good. And we want people to call up and we're going to ask them questions about their life today. Maybe for the last 10, 15 years.
No. I like going to childhood as well.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. We're just asking questions about them.
We're asking questions and today Lockie in Teesdale has given us a call. Good afternoon, Lockie.
Good afternoon. How are you both?
Oh, we're fantastic, Lockie.
We want to win. So we're going to ask you a couple of questions now.
Right, Lockie, how many siblings do you have?
I have one brother.
Okay, one.
Did you do any, like, sports or, like, extra activities outside of school growing up, Lock?
I did little athletics for a while.
Little athletics. Ooh, la-dee-da. Did you and your brother share a bedroom?
No, we didn't.
Okay, wow. Own bedrooms, little athletics.
First car you bought with your money, Lockie?
A 1986 Ford Laser.
Ford Laser, sick!
And did you buy the car yourself or did your parents buy it for you?
No, I bought it myself.
Okay. Oh,
that's such a sick car.
Did your parents have a holiday home?
No, we didn't.
Okay, did you go to public or private school?
I went to private.
You're like a bloodhound. Once you get a sniff, you are relentless.
I've already got a pretty good idea Lockie.
Lockie. If we were, like, you know, at the corner store, would you be turning more towards a sandwich or more towards, like, a chips and gravy situation?
Oh, chips and gravy, 100%.
Oh, see, yeah, grassroots style. Did your family have a second fridge just for drinks?
Yes, it was out next to the swimming pool.
All right.
Next to the swimming pool.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Lucky.
All right. If you had... two-part question. Firstly, did you have pets?
Yes, we did.
What's the most ridiculous name you had for a pet growing up?
Tarzan was our cat.
Tarzan was the cat.
I had a goldfish called Tarzan. It's a great name for a pet. All
right. This is a tough one because I'm getting a vibe from Lockie where in my heart I don't know that he did, but from the questions we're asking, it feels...
Do you want to have a little... All right, last question.
Where did you go holidaying when as a kid?
We went camping... Each year, we also would go to Queensland and we went on a family holiday to Fiji.
Oh. Well, Lockie,
okay,
Lockie,
hold the line.
You'll be able to hear us. We won't be able to hear you.
All right. Well, that's tipped me over the edge. I reckon this bloke had Foxtel for sure.
I don't know. I feel like he didn't have to say about the pool where the second fridge was, but he did. Is he trying to lead us down this river?
But brother, second fridge, a swimming pool. He had his own bedroom. You know,
his own bedroom.
I don't know, man.
All right. I'm happy to follow you.
Queensland and Fiji for me really was a little interesting.
I think just on the data, we have to lean this certain way. Lockie from Teesdale, we think you did grow up with Foxtel.
You are absolutely incorrect.
Oh, it was the chips and gravy.
Oh, we should have. Did you have an illegal setup?
No, my parents got it the minute my brother and I moved out of home, though.
Because they could afford to, because you were just money leeches. Wow. We're just typecasting now. Lockie, you're a rock star. Thank you very much for playing the Foxtel game.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Tim and Davo.
So, of course, on Saturday, I went and did the Surf Coast Trek.
Yeah, if you haven't heard of the Surf Coast Trek, it's an awesome thing. There's a 23K version and a 37K version. So you either walk from Aries Inlet or Anglesey and you walk to Torquay. It's all for Give Where You Live and Kids Plus. Money goes straight there, stays here in Geelong across some of the most stunning coastline. And it's excellent. I saw some of the photos, David, and it was so awesome to see. I've got to do it myself in the past, and it was awesome that you got to do it this weekend.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, what a beautiful part of the world we live in. I know there was a lot of dramas in the lead up. Of course, I bought new shoes last week, and we're worried about blisters. We're worried about me getting through it without the training, but it was honestly fine. It was beautiful. It was one of the my favorite days I've had in a really long time.
People do it in teams. We had a team here at K-Rox, like Ava from the newsroom, Chris from Workdays, Danny and Alyssa that do a lot of work behind the scenes here as well. So thank you. I don't know if I'm forgetting anyone there, but for anyone that did the trek in general, like, excellent effort. It's so cool.
I mean, there was over 1,000 people out there trekking, and all of them had a smile on their face. It was absolutely beautiful. But the word that comes to mind to me when I think about Saturday is gratitude. And it's gratitude about obviously the beautiful part of the world that we live in, but also of what our bodies are capable of.
Yeah.
Now, I want to talk about this because, to be honest, I think this starts with my dear dad, John, Big Davo.
Big Davo.
You know, my dad, he is no longer with us. He passed away when I was 19, and he passed away really, really suddenly. And I have spoken about it previously before, like, that shaped my 20s. It was a really hard thing to go through, of course. But what was also really hard was growing up with my dad, John, who was physically disabled. So I think I have a whole other appreciation about what our bodies can do.
Yeah.
And to be honest, on Saturday, Tim, like, my dad was on my mind for the whole day. You know, I was thinking about the adversity that he had to go through when I was growing up. He had an accident at work when I was probably about 5, 6, or 7. It was around that sort of age. And the accident was horrific, but then it was a few surgeries after that that left him on a 45 degree angle.
Yeah.
My dad couldn't stand up straight. He couldn't walk without aid. He couldn't do all of these independent things that he lived his life being able to do. And of course, living around that, I think as a kid, you just get on with it. That's your life.
Yeah, that's
your
know.
Dad. And that's what you know. But now as an adult, I just have this full appreciation of so many different things in life and so many experiences that we get to have, that there are just so many people out there that just aren't able to do that.
Yeah.
And I think for me, you know, a lot of people do talk about body positivity, and a lot of people think about it in a way that's, you know, love your body that you're in because it's beautiful. And I really think about body positivity in a way that's, you know, be grateful for what our bodies can do and not focus on the bad things that it can't. You know, I often hear people talk about, oh, I hate the way that my arms look, or I hate the way that my legs look in this, or all these different sort of approaches to your body. But I have such a low tolerance for it, Tim, because I lived with someone who, like, I just saw his quality of life change in a blink of an eye, you know. And, I just think when I was doing this trek on the weekend, this 23-kilometre trek, when I was doing this trek and looking at these beautiful views and looking at this incredible part of the world that I was so grateful that I was able to do, and I just thought about my beautiful dad who was not able to do something like that. And there's so many people out there that live with a physical disability in different levels and know someone that does. And I just implore you to, if you can walk, if you can jump, if you can run, if you can do all of these things, if you can live independently, you are so lucky.
Yeah.
And reminding yourself of that every single day. And on Saturday, my gratitude through the roof. I had a smile on my face from start to finish.
Every photo I've seen on you, you have the biggest smile ever. And Big Davo John, absolutely sharing that down with you, mate. And it's just so special. And I'm so great. It's so great to hear that that's what it was for you. And for a lot of people, I remember walking with a lady who had overcome cancer. And it's just like the willpower of some people, you just look at it and you're just amazed. And you're right. We're so lucky. And there are so many people that just unfortunately are in a situation in life that they can't go to the bathroom by themselves.
Yeah.
And they can't shower by themselves.
Yeah.
Like, things that we don't even think about. So it's so special that that was that day for you and you were able to reflect and think so beautifully about your late dad.
Yeah, I definitely felt him with me throughout the day. At the end of the afternoon, me and a few K-Rockers, we went to the pub. And I hadn't told them that that's how I was feeling throughout the day. You know, it was something I was holding in. But I just thought, I shared it with these guys. We all had a little cry and we all cheers to my dad. And a big cheers to anyone out there who lives with someone that has a physical disability, or if you're someone that lives with that yourself, like, yeah, you're an absolute rock star. And yeah, anyone else that doesn't, just appreciate what you can do.
Hey mate, we appreciate you sharing. Thank you very
Thank much. You so much.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Now, I want to talk about a really important part of any household and a really important family member, our pets.
Yes.
Now, you've got a dog named Remy. Can you please tell us about Remy?
Remy's a gorgeous red dog. She's a Kelpie Collie. She just turned 9. We love her dearly. Mm. She's starting to get a bit of old dog face, which is, she's beautiful.
What's her temperament like? She's like lovely dog, beautiful, kind-hearted.
She's either up and about or just like, she's getting a bit old, so she sleeps a lot.
Yeah, but you love her. She's obviously a big part of your family.
Yeah, well, like she was our like little fur baby before we had our son.
Yeah.
Almost 3 years ago now.
Which is why I found it so interesting when we had a conversation on Friday about your intimate time with your wife and your and where you're placing your dog in that situation.
You turned to me before we came live. You're like, I'll get in here gently. This doesn't feel gentle.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's just in general. We've talked about intimate moments in general, not just between my wife.
Oh,
and
no,
I.
no, of course. But
and about,
I can only assume that's what you were you're talking about.
And what you do if your pet's in the room, are they out of the room or are they staying in the room?
Yeah. And you revealed that Remy, the beautiful red dog, is often in the room with you when these moments are taking place.
No.
No, well, tell me, what night, did you say
it's, then? There's night time. It's not a plan. Things happen. You know.
Mm.
Full stop.
Yeah.
It's night time. You can't say nothing.
Yeah. You can say something like getting up before that act happens.
Well, that's happened.
You're saying, hey, Remy, out of the room.
Yes, that's happened.
Now, I'm telling you that I was in a long-term relationship, and if Misha Barton Davidson, my moodle, my little poodle moodle, if she was in the room and that happened, I would feel so much shame. So much shame. You have to get your pets out of the room before you're doing that.
Doors open. Doors open.
Don't put this back on Remy. Remy's just trying to live her life. Remy's trying to get some
so
rest.
So am I. Sorry.
Your eyes almost popped out of your head, mate.
No.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Mostly not there. She's mostly not there.
But?
It has been. Like if it was attendance for university, she'd be failing the class, you know, for not attending, which is great. That's a good sign. But there's been moments where it's like, it's passion, man. What can you do? You can't time passion. You can't plan it. It happens.
Well,
in the middle of the night.
We did go around with the K-Rock crew and we sort of found out where we all stand on it. And Tim, you were by yourself here with saying that you allow your pet in the bedroom in that
Not
situation.
Allow. Don't use the word allow. It's just she's been there.
I didn't say you beg she's her to be there. I said you allow her to. If she's in... if she's in the room...
You know exactly what you're doing, Noah. You sea witch.
I just felt bad for Remy.
Yeah, I know.
She doesn't want to see you like that, mate.
She can't.
Sorry. Pitch black in there, is it, mate?
We've got blockout blinds, babes. You don't need it. We're fine. It's all good.
Well, I don't think anyone else allows this. I think you're alone in this situation. And I want to open up the phones to find out if anyone else does what you do.
Don't say this is Tim does this. It's happened to Tim. Mm. But Tim's not actively pursuing this, you know? You sick freak.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your stupid little smile. You think you're so clever. And I'm reacting. You got what you wanted. Ha!
Well, let's open the phones, hey?
I'm not sure we need to.
I'm worried.
Because what if we get someone that's like, yeah, I'll keep them in.
Well, should we do it?
Fine.
Come on.
Yeah, fine. I think that there's more people that would accidentally, it's more of a happenstance than by choice, you know? 52-232-955. Happy to chat.
Yeah.
Give us a call. Are they in the room?
Do your bone in front of your pets.
No!
Basically, when you have an intimate moment, sometimes your beautiful dog, Remy...
With my partner, my wife.
Yeah. So obviously, I'm not... Like, surely no one thinks... Surely. I don't want to... That's not it. But sometimes when you have an intimate moment with your partner, with your wife, you would often, it's okay if Remy, your dog, is in the room. No,
that's not it. All I said was because sometimes you allow it. Somehow it came up. And I was like, most of the time, like 95% of the time, she's not there.
Well, it's got, the odds have gone up. You said 80% before, mate.
95% of the time, she's not there. But then sometimes, like it's the middle of the night, like the door's open and she'll leave. She'll leave. Sometimes she just doesn't leave.
But you don't force her to leave. Like you don't say, out. You couldn't possibly stop
in
the throw of passion. Yeah. You can't possibly stop and say, out, Remy. Because I just think that's wild. I feel like I could never, in front of my pet, I would be shame. And the pet would feel shame and we'd all feel shame. But not you, mate.
No, it's not. It's just, she's been there, sometimes unbeknownst to us. And you go, get out. Gone.
This story has changed dramatically, ladies and gentlemen. Look, the thing is, we want to know if this is normal, if other people are doing what Tim does.
Don't put it like that. You know you're building a big hill about this.
I honestly am trying not to.
You're not, but you're saying all these weird
things. You're not helping me.
I'm getting nervous and hot flushes because you're adding me as some weirdo.
You're not a weirdo. I know you're not a weirdo. It's just like, I just know that in
you just think
my
it's funny?
Previous...
You just think it's funny?
You're losing it.
Really?
I just think when I have had a long-term relationship in the past...
It's been a minute.
I know, but I would always... Can you remember? Yes, I can. All right, lashing out over there. I would always say, hey, Misha, out. And I'd get the door, I'd give her a little scoot with the foot and go, out you go, see you later. See you in 5 minutes. Three for you.
All right. That was ugly.
That was.
Ben from Newcombe's giving us a call. All right, Ben, we wanted to hit the phones with this. I don't even know what the question is anymore.
Do you do it in front of your pets?
That's
not. Look, I've got a cat, not a dog. And cats just pick up on energies. And normally during foreplay, the cat will just kind of let itself out of the room, which is handy. And Tim, I've got a question for you, Tim. Have you ever made eye contact during with Remy? When you're saying kind of get out?
When you're saying get out?
Yeah, like you're saying, get out and making eye contact with the dog at any point.
I don't like this.
Well, answer the question.
Yeah, probably. You go, get out. Outside.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Cats are harder. Right. Cats are harder to control. So I reckon you've lost more battles than you've won, Ben.
No, but the cat doesn't want to be in there. It's not exactly like the greatest show in the world, so... The cat just kind of leaves the bedroom.
Not the greatest show in the world. Of course.
Oh, you poor darling.
Oh, greatest showman over here, hey, Tim?
Huge Jackman.
Sorry. That was a heinous laugh from me.
All right, Ben, I don't want to talk to you. Okay. Ben. Thanks for your call, Ben.
Well,
I don't know what we've gained from this, but you seem to be pretty pleased with yourself. So good job, Davo.
It's Tim and Davo.
I was out and about over the weekend. Of course, I hit Little Mallop on Friday, which is just what you needed to do before the Surf Coast trek.
When you moved to Geelong, you clearly signed some exclusive contract where no matter what you're doing or how you're feeling, what you've got on, every weekend you have to, absolutely have to, just even if you just poke your nose in, just pop in, what's going on here?
Yeah, and I do like to pop down there because obviously I'm big on local and I love to support local businesses right here in Geelong, and in particular a couple of pubs on Little Mallop is my place to be.
Mate, so the most, it's like a structural beam, that's how much support you're putting up there.
Thank you so much. But yes, I was out and about and I got one of the great humbling moments.
Ooh.
I was talking to a lady I bumped into in the bathroom and she looked at me and she kept sort of staring at me. She had her eyes like squinting. She's looking at me. She goes, oh, you look like someone.
Which is the worst thing that someone can say to you, no matter who you are. Like, oh, yeah. Hi. I'm Tim. Yeah, I'm Warren. What's going on?
Yeah, very stressful to hear that. And then she followed it up by saying, like, now don't take offense to this.
Wait a minute. That's not a good start.
And I sort of said, oh, like, no, no, I won't take offence to it, because in my head I'm like, even if this is heinous, I'll be able to talk about this on our show on Monday. Sure.
Like, obviously, we're waiting for a Sabrina Carpenter to be dropped. You're thinking it. I'm thinking it.
We're all thinking it.
Let's all say it at the same time. 3, 2, 1, Sabrina Carpenter.
No, and then she goes, oh, actually, don't worry about it. And I've thought, no, you've said it now.
You can't tease.
My mind is racing. I'm thinking of all these different options. Who could she be thinking about? I went to Amy Schumer. Which is fine, like, no, whatever.
I don't see that for you.
I don't know. I went through Amanda Bynes after things haven't gone well for her. Like, I'm thinking of all the worst things that you could think of, you know, like in these moments, And then she goes, have you seen the TV show Howzos?
Now we hang down on the block. This is where we live, and we just don't give a fuck. Oh. We don't have a job. Some scam, and others rob. We're thugs, bro. Where'd me kids go? Okay.
Yeah.
I know the name of the show. I couldn't say that I've seen many episodes. I think I could recognize characters.
I mean, regardless, at the start of that hearing, have you seen the show Howzos?
It's not off to a strong start.
It's not off to a strong start. Then she goes, do you know the character Shazza?
Yeah, g'day, Shazza here. Ready for another inspirational quote? Surround yourself with people who are only going to get you higher. Lift you higher. Lift you higher. Yeah, surround yourself with people that are only going to lift you higher.
She told me that I look like Shazza from Howzos. She was also the star of Bogan Hunters. There was a whole bunch of different things. It's an absolute nightmare. It's not one you want to hear. I'm going to show you a picture of Shazza.
Can you, after we've done this, can you chuck it up on our socials at KROQ Geelong? Put a photo of you and Shazza and say, click which one you think is Davo. All right. Like... It's not kind. That's a bad photo.
Now, I will say I was wearing my hair straight. I had my hair tucked behind my ears, and remind me to never do that again.
Yeah, all right. You were, and were you wearing like a cool, colourful shirt, like a t-shirt or something?
I was
like that?
Wearing a Harley Davidson t-shirt.
I want to be on your team, Davo.
I know, me too.
I want
to
be on your team,
and what was the worst is that I could see it.
My mum always said, if you haven't got anything nice to say, go to the ad breaks.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.